A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Playing three of us, the violin, the trombone, and the saxophone. It was a long time ago, I think it was maybe 2007. We started playing because we were curious to explore what our instruments would sound like when we amplified them and used different effect pedals. And after a year, we decided to bring in drums, and we thought two drums would be nice. So we had two drums. This was in Copenhagen. We all live in Copenhagen, Denmark.
I started kind of accidentally because my neighbor played in a band, and she played in this band in this youth house. And she just had this band and the drummer left, so they needed a drummer. So she called me and asked me, and then I started to play like that. It was the most fun thing I ever tried to do, so I just kept on.
My drummer career, I think it started already when I was 3 and went to a rhythm training from 3 to 12 with other kids. But then I went to school when I was 16 and I started playing a little bit, but first when I was 21 I started playing regularly in a band, and that's when I really feel I became a drummer, because before that I was more a singer.
I started to play the piano for many years since I was 6 years old, and at one time I saw a band with a saxophone, and I asked my mom, could I play the saxophone? And I started playing the saxophone, I think I was 14, 15 years old. And then I started playing, and playing in different bands. And one of my first bands was with Shelley, a different group, yeah.
I started out when I was, I guess, 9 or 10. Played in a kind of marching band, playing trombone. And then later on, I was asked to join a kind of a jazz school because they needed a trombone player, and I did when I was 18. And then it kind of continued in different jazz constellation. I was really into jazz music at that time, and then I went to the conservatory and was there for 3 years. And then I joined this band, these great women.
The songs we will play tonight, some of them are recorded in our latest album, and some are more recent compositions that have not been recorded yet.
We recently had a kind of a process where we wrote new material, so we're introducing some new stuff, actually. Right.
We'll be right back.
There's no leader. We are all five equal individuals. And that's actually the secret about this band. It's a big art form to be able to have no leader.
It was not a mission to have only women band. It's more like you meet people, you get friends with them, and then we accidentally meet up in this group. Of course, it's very special for people because there are a lot more men playing music than women.
We play music together because we like each other as musicians, and we are very inspired by each other. And when we rehearse, we never think about who is a woman or who is a man. But when we come out in the world and play a concert, people are very interested in this.
It's only when we meet the outside world that we become aware that we're only female, because the outside world reacts like they're like, wow, you're only girls. And we're like, oh, we are, yeah, well, maybe. You know, people ask if it's a certain mission or do you have any political agenda with being a female group. But to us, it's not the agenda. The agenda for us is to make music that we like and to work with other musicians that are inspiring to make music with. And it's all of us have different band constellations where we work with male musicians as well. So it's not a political agenda.
I can see one good side effect, like if we're going to be a little bit political, which is that many young girls, they stop playing, I think, an instrument because they don't see any other women playing, older women. So I think that's good, that if we play and some younger girls will see it and get inspired.
We want to be recognized for the work we do with the music, not to be recognized because we're women, or we want just the music to be the value.
EP, like a 10-inch vinyl first, and then we made a full-length vinyl 2 years ago.
But as a trio, you made one before even, like a small one.
Like a CD, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. The latest album were recorded with a lot of microphones and all the drums, and we did a lot of work with the mixing and the mastering, whereas the previous one was recorded, as far as I recall, with only one mic.
No, we had eight mics.
Eight mics,
it was kind of more a live, live situation in a, like in one room, and this, the latest, we kind of also had the opportunity to make overdubs and really work with the sounds, and we also had a producer, one really good friend of us called Peter from Denmark, really a nice person and a great musician.
But I think it's not only development of technique, it's also a matter of an artistic choice. Like the first one we chose, we're gonna make more document a live situation. The second one was more like, we're gonna document the live situation, but we're gonna work with it as well and see what we can add with the technique.
I guess you can say it wasn't like we sat down and discussed what do we want to play. It was more like we started playing and what came out. And what came out was inspired by the music that we listen to and the music that we like. And you can say that is a mix of like rock, more heavy rock, but also to some extent pop, and to some extent free jazz and noise, but also a lot of like rhythmical patterns with references to different the music of different ethnicity, like world music. I like playing the music I made myself instead of trying to be good at playing like someone else or being good at playing some music someone else has written. It's more fun to play music and make your own music. Mm. And that's one of the reasons we like to play together, because we both like composing.
Yeah, and I think actually, to your first question, I think that's a big part of the band's value that and way of working, that we're just following everyone's ideas and experimenting and playing with the stuff. And I think that's an important sound, that we have this result of that way of working. How you say fails?
Like it's collective.
Yeah, it's collectively worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And either we jam in our rehearsing space and find some interesting parts and try to compose out of them, or somebody brings a small idea and we develop that together and try different stuff with it. So it's very like the sound of everybody. The music we have is a result of every individual
participating in the collective composition.
Yeah.
Thank you.